heaven.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Well, here we go. This is hour number two of USAprepares.com. And this is going to be a fun broadcast. There's a link to your instructors on page one of the website, USAprepares.com. And today we're going to be learning about how to protect you and your family from high food costs, poor nutritional content. We're going to learn about growing your garden with heirloom seeds. With us is USAprepares.com instructor Lucinda Bailey. Her company, TexasReady.net. And we're going to talk about what to plant, why, what to do right now. This is knowledge that's going to help you and your family. We're going to save you money. We're going to help you become more food independent. And it all starts with seeds. Lucinda Bailey has been with us at the Get Prepared Expos. She's coming to the next expo, which is in about 30 days, and that's April 6th and 7th. In the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Lebanon, Missouri, at the Cowan Civic Center, C-O-W-A-N. So this is going to be her third Get Prepared Expo. She's going to be presenting seminars. She's going to teach you what you need to know, why, how, what to do, what not to do, and how to grow a great survival garden. She's going to teach you how to grow 2,000 pounds of food. Welcome, Lucinda Bailey.
Oh, it's great to be back, Vince. This is a pleasure to be with your crowd.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And you teach a wonderful class about food, and you are absolutely passionate about growing a survival garden and making sure that your customers understand and your class understands what they need to do. Lucinda, you know, back in the 1950s and 60s, I remember seeing seed packets. And there were pictures on the seed packets that would show what, under absolutely perfect ideal conditions, you know, these seeds could grow to become. But very seldom did I see those kinds of results, except at our neighbor's garden in suburbia back on the East Coast when I lived there in the 1950s and 60s. But he was a farmer. That's what he did for a living. And when he retired, he grew a garden. And it did look like the packets, the pictures on the packets. So let's discuss the growing 2,000 pounds of food. Lucinda Bailey, what should we do right now? What should be step number one?
Well, if you don't have the book, All New Square Foot Gardening, and you're a beginning gardener, this is the one book that you will need to get your feet wet and get a successful first year going. And that will encourage you to go on to bigger and better things. But with that one book, All New Square Foot Gardening by Mel Bartholomew, you will be taken through step by step what materials to buy. This man was a civil engineer, and believe me, he doesn't waste an inch in getting your backyard producing what you need to for your family.
Okay, so it's called the All New Square Foot Gardening?
Yes. It's a great book. It's the number one gardening book in America today. And it presumes you know absolutely zero about gardening, and many of us were in that boat, you know, even 5 years ago. All of us have had to take that journey to food self-sufficiency based on the economy, based on the fact that our jobs are precarious right now. Mm-hmm. And most of us don't like to hear that many of our foods in the grocery stores are laden with GMOs and other things, pesticides. and we can't pay the high price that organic farmers charge. So, you know, it's on us. And that's a better place to find ourselves. The food that you pull off in your garden and walk into the dinner table with, those things are going to be twice as nutritious as what you could possibly get at Kroger's, H-E-B, and so forth. All because of the quickness within which your family gets to eat that produce.
So you're saying that from the time the plant or the produce is cut, it starts losing its nutritive properties. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. There have been major studies done. University of Pennsylvania, for example, has said that there is at least a 50% decline from the field to the plate. And that's only in a 14-day period. And sometimes the things are picked, ripened, and root. That's why some of our things don't taste so good. They're red, but the tomatoes taste like cardboard. We've all had that experience. And we wonder why our children don't want to eat vegetables. Well, they'll want to eat the stuff that you're able to grow in the soil that's recommended in that all-new square-foot gardening mix. It's an easy soil recipe. Everybody tells me that the dirt in their backyard isn't suitable for gardening, and I would agree. So this particular style of gardening, raised bed gardening, builds soil 6 inches above the grass. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to do any weeding, no shoveling, and no rototilling. So it's really taken the work out of the old-time gardening process.
Listen to Bailey, I can tell you that one of our instructors, Len Pence, introduced us to this type of raised bed gardening many years ago.
Right.
And, you know, we've tried it in the past, and, well, that's what we do now. And so we have, at the farm, we have a raised bed garden, and you mentioned no weeding. Now, it's hard for our class to understand no weeding. Class, no weeding. I am not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. If you don't get grass clippings in your garden, you're not going to have any weeds. There are no weeds to pick. And if you do it right, you will be able to, if you want to pull out plants at the end of the season, you just pull them out. I mean, they just gently come right out of the soil. It would probably take for a, let's say a 30 or 40 foot garden, 4 feet wide, it might take you 10 minutes to prepare that garden for the next season. No exaggeration. Would you agree with that, Lucinda?
I definitely agree with it. And the other thing that's good is you're not having to bend over so far. Your pets can still go about their business, yet they know that there's a restricted demarcation, and they will avoid it. You can also raise the beds up to waist height. A lot of people are doing that now and doing rainwater harvesting in the understudy. And so it's a great way to hide, you know, the containers that rainwater will take up. And so forth.
Yeah.
So it's a great system.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I went to the barn over the weekend, and I was looking for some used tires, and I found some. And I think we're going to decorate part of our backyard with some truck tires, and we're going to fill them with this the soil that we use, and we're going to have tomato plants growing in tires. Now, that is something that, I'll tell you what, you would be scorned if you did that in neighborhoods back in the 1960s, you know, raising plants in gardens. But you know what? I don't care. I really don't care.
Becoming
what's first?
The rage. Yeah, becoming the rage. Yep. Gardening is really is the number one hobby in America today.
Okay, so let's talk about, obviously, soil is really, really important. So if you read the book, All New Square Foot Gardening, the next thing we're going to need to know is about seeds. Now, there are several different types of seeds. One is hybrid seeds, and another is heirloom seeds. And I guess another component would be genetically modified. Can you tell us what is meant by those three types, and then which one should we select, and then we'll build our garden with your recommendation?
All right, that's great. There are two types of major categories. One is open pollinated, meaning that you can gather the seeds like our great-grandparents did, eat your watermelons, spit the seeds out, dry them out, save them for the winter, pop them back into the ground in the spring. You can utilize the seeds from the fruit that your family is eating. Within open pollinated, there are a subcategory known as heirloom. sometimes it's called heritage, but that is really that term is supposed to be reserved for animals. So we're going to use the right word. We're going to use heirloom. That is a tested, open-pollinated seed variety that has had 25 consistent years of stable production. Purists will say, well, we need that heirloom to be around 100 years to give it the title heirloom. But, you know, in the survival mode that you and I, Vince, are finding ourselves, training Americans to grow their own food in and so forth, I'm pretty content that 25 years is good enough.
Okay.
The next category of seeds would be hybrids. And these can occur and have occurred naturally or through man's ingenuity. If you have a red geranium, I've got a white geranium, we want pink geraniums, we get the two different streams together, and voila, the next season, we've got pink geraniums. That is how a hybrid comes about. It happens through cross-pollination in the wind and has occurred since the days of Noah. So if it were not a survival situation and I knew I was going to have plenty of discretionary income to go and rebuy seeds every year, I would not be opposed to hybrids. However, in the survival mentality, trips to Kmart, Walmart, well, we already know what happens on Black Friday. That is even an urgent or serious situation, yet people are losing their lives over a $2 waffle iron. Well, if it becomes a survival situation, you can bet that food and seeds and other things like that are going to be critical. And I don't want to be on the cement floor of Walmart fighting with other people. And you know those seed racks. They're only seasonal. Have you ever been in the Walmart and no seeds were to be had? Well, God forbid that you don't get your seeds in order and have them in your pantry at very least. And an event occurs, a financial collapse or something, and you're going to need seeds. So that's why I always recommend people to, you know, that insurance policy of having the seeds on hand is really a good idea. Within that category of hybrids is a subcategory called GMO, genetically modified organism, sometimes also called GEO, genetically engineered organism. Now here, this is not a natural process. This requires a gene gun. It requires a medium like an extra virus or a bacterium. It does not occur, GMOs do not occur except in extremely rare occasions in the plant kingdom unless man intervenes in a Frankenstein sort of way.
Lucinda, let's talk about genetically modified seeds when we come back. Lucinda Bailey, we're going to finish up with that, and then we're going to plant our garden. TexasReady.net. She's going to be at the expo, and you can have dinner with her, and I'll tell you how when we get back. I'm Vin Finelli.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're going to get a chance to see Lucinda Bailey in person. You're going to get a chance to be at her seminars at the Get Prepared Expo. That's April 6th and 7th. Not only that, you're going to get a chance to have dinner with her. She's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and we're having a banquet dinner, a freeze-dry guy banquet dinner. What that means is your instructors will be having dinner with you, the guests, and the other instructors. I'm going to be there. Lucinda Bailey is going to be there. The freeze-dry guy is going to be there. Dr. Joel Wallach is going to be there. Frank Underhill is going to be there. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We're going to be there at the Get Prepared Expo. After the exhibit hall closes, we're having dinner. And you can join us. We can accommodate up to about 350 people. Freeze-dry guy is cooking. There's a cost for it. It's going to be $6. So if you want to know what freeze-dry guy food is like, we are having a banquet dinner for $6. It's kind of fitting. That's what we do at USAPrepares.com. And if you're interested in exhibiting at the Get Prepared Expo, if you think that your integrity matches ours, you can contact us at USAPrepares.com. Send us an email right from the contact tab. We'll call you. We'll talk to you. And we'll see if what you want to do fits in what fits in with what we do, and we can talk about it. So there's still a little bit of time left, not much, and that's USAPrepares.com. So Lucinda Bailey from TexasReady.net and I have been talking about genetically modified organism seeds, and Lucinda, it sounds to me, if I've got this right. Yeah, they grow, but there's some concerns about the quality of or the nutrition and so forth. But they may not grow next year, in the year after, and you can't save them, right?
That is true. Hybrids are not a stable breed of seed, and there is a certain percentage, pretty high, in some estimations at least 50% of the seed is sterile like a mule. So you're not going to get, reproduction, and it's not a good risk to plan your family's food future on year two with a hybrid. Also, a certain percentage of them are going to mutate back to a previous genetic stream, a grandfather plant or something like that, from which that hybrid was made. And we can think of it very clearly. If you had a poodle and I had a Labrador, yes, they could get together and they could produce a designer dog called a Labradoodle. Very cute. But even that is not in the kennel record. It is not allowed in dog shows. And the next generation of dogs, God forbid, we have no idea what that litter is going to look like. And it's going to be a mutt, to the third degree. And so when you think of food like that, you don't want to be eating mutant gourds as the source of food for your family. So hybrids, while everything is great in the economy, are not a bad way to go. They are a terrible way to go when we're talking about survival. And here's the other thing. We have a very limited time between now and an event. And I don't know how long that is. Nobody really knows. But the more you use heirloom seeds in your own backyard and you cull the seeds and you select the strongest and so forth, what you're actually doing is building a mini ecosystem where the food will be even more productive, sweeter, more nutritious, better tasting, larger, stronger, etc., more disease resistant by culling every year. And it only takes 3 or 4 generations before you notice a productivity, jump. And so therefore it's really wise to start now growing your heirloom. Here's another thing. If you are very, used to using hybrids, that first generation cross, the F1 cross is what they call it, that is actually what the hybrid seed is. And it has an incredible vigor. And so you get used to planting 10 pepper plants and getting a certain amount of peppers, and that lasts you the whole year if you're practicing with hybrids. However, when you jump into an heirloom, and this is something people are not teaching, but it is an absolute fact, heirloom production is not as thorough or big as the hybrid. You're going to get smaller fruit. It will taste better. It'll be more nutritious. But in terms of quantity, you're going to get a lot less in most cases. And so if you're used to 10 pepper plants and you have to go exclusively heirloom, your food ratios are completely out of whack. And so it's very important to start practicing now using the actual seeds that you'll be using now and forever.
Class, you get the feeling that you're hearing the real story right here? Well, you are. Lucinda Bailey, TexasReady.net, and she'll be able to help you. And she's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th. I've got some more questions about heirloom seeds when we come back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year, God, you're
take my. When you got me, see
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, you know what vanity license plates are for your vehicle. Well, you can't always have the names that you'd like. For example, if you're in Washington, D.C., and you would like to have a license plate on your vehicle that says Freedom, F-R-E-E-D-O-M, nope, can't have it. And you can't have Tax K-L-L-R, Tax Killer, either. You can't have the name Barack. You can't have the name Obama. You can't have the name Ron Paul. Just made the news just now. With us, Lucinda Bailey, we're with TexasReady.net. We're talking about growing a garden, and Lucinda Bailey said that heirloom seeds are not as productive as hybrid seeds. So if you decide that you're going to grow seeds that you can save the seeds from year after year after year like your grandmother did, you're going to want heirloom seeds, but the yield is not going to be as great. So keep that in mind. Lucinda, please tell us more about that.
Well, that is one of the reasons that hybrids were created. They there's a natural phenomenon known as the first-generation hybrid vigor. And we see it all the time with those 5-inch or 6-inch peppers that are sold in the stores. That would be very tough to achieve with an heirloom breed. That should not deter us from using heirlooms. Again, the reason that we want to use heirlooms and practice with them now and gain an ecosystem-friendly set of seeds that's personalized to your own backyard is that in times of stress, going to Kmart, Walmart, your feed store could be a dangerous operation, and hunkering down might be the very best and only strategy. If you were in Argentina, this was before cell phones and so forth, their economy fell in less than an hour and 15 minutes. So in our challenging economic times, as an insurance policy, I think it's a great idea to get canned food, dehydrated, freeze-dried. Those things are wonderful. They buy you time to get your own self-sustaining food stream going. That, of course, occurs in the backyard garden that you could begin training yourself. And gardening is not an easy set of skills. Handing someone a can of seeds is not the entire answer because you need some experience in growing. What do you do when the dreaded squash bug comes? How do you organically solve all these different problems that could happen in the garden? Well, that's why it's good to get a little experience under your belt before you're in a stressful environment. You'll eat better. Your nutrition's going to be better. The cost will be lower. Your kids can all get involved. It's a great opportunity. So even if nothing happens, Vince, it's still a wonderful thing and a wonderful lifestyle.
You know, Lucinda, you mentioned even if nothing happens, the likelihood of nothing happening is zero.
That is correct.
It's zero. There are man-made events.
Exactly.
There are man-made events, and there are natural events, and they're coming at us at a faster and faster rate. It's increasing at an increasing rate. And I'd like to share with the class that this is Gardening 101, Heirloom Seeds with Lucinda Bailey. Gardening 102 is Friday, this Friday at 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Lucinda Bailey is going to tell us how to grow, how many times the number of tomatoes?
You can double the tomato production, your heirloom tomato production. I'm going to give you a dozen different ways to do that. And since, in my opinion, tomatoes are a whole food group, it's an important vegetable to know how to handle.
Yeah, so Friday at 9, we're going to talk about how to double your yield. And I wanted to mention, Lucinda, at the farm, we have a veranda, and it faces west. And I have these great big buckets. They would hold easily 20 gallons of water. And almost a third or a little more the size of a 55-gallon drum, okay, about that size. And they're made out of plastic, and we use them for feeding protein to the cows and supplements to the cows. So when they're done, I keep them and I fill them with soil, and I grow tomatoes and peppers and so forth right there. What I do is I walk out of the kitchen, I cut some tomatoes, I make a tomato salad with peppers, some extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of vinegar, and there it is. So that's what I like to do. And I want to tell you, when I do that every day, and I do that for lunch and dinner, when I do that, I feel a lot better. I mean, I think I'm more healthy eating that fresh cut. And I'm talking about it's cut, washed, and within minutes, I'm consuming that those tomatoes and peppers, hot peppers that I grow. I really feel better. No kidding. Is that just me?
Right. No. You're absolutely right. Kicking your own produce and eating it that same hour is one of the best strategies for increasing nutrient density. The minute something is picked, there is a natural decline in available nutrients for the body. So it's a great thing that you're doing, and that's what we call a kitchen garden, where you're just within steps of the kitchen table. And there are 80 varieties that can be grown that will function just like that vent.
When we talk about companion planting, tell us what that means. And, you know, I've got just about all of our neighbors I really like. There's one guy that's kind of sloppy and he causes problems for everybody. He's a kind of a blight on the community. Now, is there such a thing as that neighbor in gardening?
Oh, yes. We have harmonious relationships, and we have antagonistic relationships in plant families. For example, beans like to be planted with potatoes. They do well with carrots and cucumbers. Anything in the cabbage family, they'll do just fine. But they don't do real well with onions and garlic, chives, gladiolas, if you like, some flowers. There's other things. You can plant corn, whole beans, and squash or pumpkin all in the same garden. And here's the synergistic thing that will happen. Your corn is sometimes falling over because of wind. It's very weak. And so the pole bean strengthens it. The pole bean does not respond well to being put in a row. It needs something to climb, and hence the corn stalk is perfect. Well, corn's really finicky. It really is one of those heavy feeders. It needs a lot of fertilization. I'm trying to teach people natural and organic means of doing this. It's lower cost, better for you, and it's what we'll have to work with in a survival mode. Did you know that the pole bean actually fertilizes that corn plant throughout its life because it fixes nitrogen from the air and it brings it down right to the roots, making it available for the corn that really needs it? And then corn is also very picky. It does not like a lot of competition and weeds around it. So if you plant the large-leafed type squash or pumpkin around it, that presents a very intense cover. But, you know, no self-respecting weed is going to, you know, grow well underneath it. And so now you've got three crops out of the same space that we used to do just one. So that's a synergistic way to use that companion planting idea. There's other things. Peppers like basil and okra, but they don't particularly like to be close to tomatoes. The pheromones compete with one another. Strawberries are great with beans and spinach, but they hate cabbage. I mean, go figure. Well, I have charts of these things on our website and in our blogs to help the gardeners. And we would love for folks to come and visit our garden tips section and things like that. These are free items so that people can be very successful in their gardens. And I usually put things on there that are not found in other books.
Okay, so TexasReady.net, is that where we go? I'm going there right now.
That's right. You betcha. Our newsletter should be up there. We have a blog. Mm-hmm.
TexasReady.net. Okay, I see blog. Just click on blog.
That's right.
Okay, class. There it is. Spring planting. Texas Ready blog. Spring planting. When to plant. Before you plant. Planning. Easy crop rotation. You're number one. You're number two. You're number three. You're number four. You're number five. This is how to do it. And it's really simple. There you go. So, Lucinda, I'd like to put a link on our website, or just copy and paste this and put the link back to you. Is that okay?
Perfect.
There you go. So there you have it, class. After the next commercial announcement, I think I'll be able to put this up, and you'll be able to go right to page one, USA Prepares, and that will take you right to TexasReady.net. Okay, so we learned about what to plant with next to each other, who gets along, who doesn't. Let's talk about the location of the garden. I think that is really, really important, because I noticed that the farther the garden is away from the kitchen door, the less likely anybody is to pay attention to it. Is that just us, or is that everybody?
I think that's kind of normal, at least now when we're busy and we have other jobs. But down the road, if food production is something we have to do in our own yard, I bet we're going to be walking it a whole lot more and being a lot more attentive. It is a good idea to walk your garden 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. And in most cases, that's all it takes. You want to make sure that your plants are not wilting in hot sun. You want to make sure that some bug infestation hasn't come in that you should be attending to. Catching things early is a very, very good strategy.
Mm. Yeah, so watering is really a problem, and, dragging that hose out and watering, a couple times a day, that's what we do, during
well,
the real
I'm gonna
heat.
Have to, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you about some newer strategies that that you will use only 10% of the water. We can design a wicking system. Where
can we do it now?
We can. Let's do it.
Okay.
Speaking about these above ground beds, if we were to have, think of it as, say, 16 inches divided in half, if we made that first 16 inches that's right on the surface of the soil, if we made that a bladder or a container cut in half and put a PVC pipe that had a few holes poked in there, some of the septic stuff is perfect. And that PVC goes all the way up to the top of the 16 inches. You would have to cover, everything with a plate and then 8 inches of soil. Now you're going to grow in that. You're going to put some.
Tell you what, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We'll learn that when we come back on the other side of this break with Cindy Bailey. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lucinda Bailey's with us, TexasReady.net. We're talking about seeds. We're talking about heirloom seeds, and she's going to teach us right now how we can use less water. Because, class, frankly, here in the Ozark Mountains, we had a really, really serious drought, as did the rest of the United States last summer. So I think it's going to get worse. I don't think it's going to get better anytime soon. So what do we do to use less water for our gardens? Please tell us that one more time, Lucinda.
Okay. We design a wicking bed. We use a piece of rope, polyurethane rope, that's cut from the soil height all the way to the top of our garden. In this case, our example was a 16-inch situation, an 8-inch bladder that could actually, you could tie in your rainwater harvesting. So you make the bladder, you make a false bottom, you put your dirt in, you drill some holes before you put your dirt in, and that's where you put your wicking, your cut piece of 18-inch or 16-inch rope, and tie a knot in it so it doesn't come up through. So it wicks up water from the container in the first 8 inches. That comes all the way through your soil. It comes to the top of your soil. Now your roots they have plenty of water. They have as much water as they need, and the roots will draw from that, and it's really a self-sustainable, non-electric system for watering. Very easy to do, and that PVC pipe, that usually I use a 2-inch pipe, has a cap on it. You don't want mosquitoes or other insects falling in there. Each week you go and you, like a dipstick, check how much water do I need to put in. Very easy. Use a yardstick if you need to. Take that cap off, pour the amount in, and you only need to water once a week. And then your plants are not overwatered. They're not underwatered. It's perfect. You can actually go on vacation for a while.
Wow. That sounds really neat, because that's something I'd like to do. I'd like to be able to get away from the farm, like, once.
Yeah. Well, here's how you can do it.
That's really neat.
There's several different styles of wicking beds. You can go online. There's four or five different methodologies. This just happens to be the easiest.
Lucinda, there's a link to you on page one of the website, usapreparers.com. You'll see it under food, bottom of the page. And Lucinda Bailey, Texas Ready. Click on that. It'll take you right to her website. Also on page one during the the commercial break, I posted an article called Spring Planting, USAPreparedness.com instructor Lucinda Bailey. So you can click on that, and it'll take you right to the article that we were talking about on her blog. So I suggest you consider that. It's free information. It's good information. And Lucinda, what are we going to learn in your seminars at the Get Prepared Expo April 6th and 7th?
Well, I'd love to be able to do two levels of seminars, one for absolute beginners to convince them that they, too, have the capacity to grow 2,000 pounds of food in their own backyard. We want to take the fear of no food right off the table, and I believe that we can make a good start at doing that. The second level of seminars would be for the veteran gardener that wants to do more. They know that their production is going to have to be amped up. They know that there's going to be shirt-tail relatives and neighbors that are going to look to them to provide some food, and so they want to get the biggest bang for their buck, and I'm going to show them many strategies for doing that, from using the right seeds that are known huge producers. For example, I have a 50-pound squash in my kit. I have two 100-pound watermelons in my kit, a 2-foot bean, a 2-foot cucumber. These are varieties that taste the same, require the same amount of energy and effort for the gardener, but boy, the payoff is phenomenal. So we want to teach them how to do that. We want to teach them how to use other parts of the plant that we weren't normally eating, like the pod seeds of radishes are fantastic. They use them in India all the time. You can eat the sweet potato leaf. You can eat the bean leaf. Many other things that you can do, and at present, we're not making good use of it. We're going to teach them strategies to take one cabbage and convert it into five cabbages. The other four, I have to admit, are the size of Brussels sprouts. But nonetheless, we can really make you a productive gardener. So those are the kinds of things I want to share with your folks at your workshop.
Get Prepared Expo, April 6th and 7th. Lucinda Bailey is going to be there, and you can have dinner with her. And dinner costs $6. It's a freeze-dry guy banquet dinner. That's going to be Saturday, April 6th. The expo is 2 days, 70 seminars. What's the cost? $15 for the weekend. $15 discount. And you can buy tickets right now at usapreparedness.com. Go to the store tab. You can buy your weekend passes and avoid the 1,000-foot line. I'm Vin Finelli. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Thank you, Lucinda.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.